This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So obviously there was a lot that went on early in this game, but this is where the game was really just completely put out of reach.
The 0-1 hit deep to right field. This ball's going a long way. Only question is fair or foul, and it is a fair ball, three-run homer deep into the Coca-Cola corner in right field. Right down the line.
Yes, it was. Howie Rose, Mets Odyssey Radio.
Oh, did he spank that?
Ohtani's three-run homer makes it 7-0, 8-0 the final as L.A. goes up 2-1. That second inning we're talking about, the Dodgers scored a couple of runs on a walk, a throwing error, infield single, and a sack fly that very well could have turned into a double or a triple if not for a great catch sliding by Tyrone Taylor. Here was Kike Hernandez on FS1. So he homers in this game. He's batting .333 in the postseason, career .280 in the postseason. He has produced almost every postseason aside from maybe his first couple. Why so good now?
It just brings out the best in me. I don't know if it's the Latino blood. I don't know what it is, man, but I put myself in a position since I was a little kid thinking that I was playing October baseball when the games were important for me as a kid.
Well, yeah, it's definitely not the Latino blood because Francisco Alvarez couldn't hit a bull in the ass with a paddle.
That was a bit of a struggle for him, yes. Here was Carlos Mendoza talking about, A, couple of plays by Severino in that second inning, and yes, that bad throw by Alvarez that really hurt.
Maybe trying to do a little too much there. And then, obviously, Sevy couldn't make that play on that comebacker, potential double play. We only get one out. When you're giving a team like this extra outs, extra bases, they're going to make you pay.
And here was Severino, who did that in fact as well. He says his fielding was poor. He acknowledges it.
I was not good, you know. I should have caught those. I mean, one, it should have been an easy double play. Another one, I should have stopped the guy going to home plate. But, you know, make a couple mistakes there.
And how about before I play?
Nervous energy. You know, it looked like, I don't know about you guys, when they were close up on Sevy's face, it looked like he had like bags under his eyes, like he didn't get any sleep.
I did not notice that. I thought his first inning was very good. I just think that the combination of the Mets pitchers being a little bit too wild and the Dodgers' ability to take is what's gotten these games out of hand. You know, it's these freaking walks.
Yeah, the walks are killers.
And I know Verducci said that is the Dodgers' superpower, and the Mets know they're walking too many guys, and it's not all on them. You know, you got to give credit to the Dodgers for their good takes. But, I mean, every one of these innings, you walk two guys in a row, it's like, you know they're going to score.
You're just putting yourself in a spot. Here was Lindor. Says, need to bounce back.
Stay the course. Stay the course. Continue to compete. Come back tomorrow and give everything you have. You know, they're a really good team. They're a really good pitching staff and good hitters. And you have to give them everything you have. Otherwise, you're not going to win.
That play, he made a shortstop.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, it's unbelievable.
How about the play by Taylor and the outfield?
So those two unbelievable defensive plays. And then you have Severino.
Yeah.
You've got Alvarez. You know, it's like you got a little bit of everything last night.
All in the same game. There's other reasons why they lost, whether it was the fact that they didn't hit, the pitching wasn't great. Yes, they made some fielding gaffes, but as Frank the Tank would tell us,
do not ever wear the black in a postseason game again. Just wear the pinstripes, wear the regular uniforms. You cannot wear these uniforms again. These uniforms are cursed.
All right.
There's a couple things there.
They're not cursed because I actually saw yesterday, it was a big day in Mets history. So it was when the 1969, October 16th, the 1969 Mets won the World Series. It was also when they clinched in 2000 the NLCS, and I saw on X Mike Hampton
in his black jersey
to Timo Perez, and they're wearing the black jerseys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't want to hear it.
Well, you did hear it on FS1 then with Burkhart and David Ortiz.
Yeah, Frank the Tank was right. The black unis are the...
I got you, Frank.
It's not where it's at. You got to wear the pinstripes.
That's right.
That's the way it's got to go.
Well, we'll see what they do tonight. You got game 4, 8:08, Jose Quintana facing Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.